U.S. scientists have completed the first overland sled trek across Antarctica to the South Pole in 45 years. They embarked on the journey in search of clues to possible human effects on global climate change. They made the trip in less than 1 month, despite forbidding terrain and weather. Braving a blizzard, gale force winds, and Antarctic summer temperatures down to 30 degrees Celsius below zero, a team of 13 Americans reached the South Pole by sled train on January 2nd. They had covered the 1,250 kilometers from the Byrd surface camp near the West Antarctic coast in 26 days and were flown back there a few days later. The effort was all in the name of science. Expedition leader Paul Majewski, a climate scientist at the University of Maine, is the chief researcher for the United States component of a 19-nation program called the International Trans-Antarctic Science Expedition, or ITAS for short.
One of the things that we really are attempting to do with the ITAS program is to change Antarctica from the most poorly understood continent on the planet with respect to climate to the very best of any of the continents.
The U.S. ITAS team completed its trek 91 years after Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen became the first to reach the South Pole by dog sled. But Mr. Majewski's team faced the frigid elements with far better technology. Two big Caterpillar tractors each towed a caravan of three or four sleds holding tents and insulated plywood boxcar-like structures for living and working.
Certainly traveling the way we did, we're perhaps, by comparison with living at home, not very comfortable, but we did travel in a fair amount of comfort. When you step outside of the vehicle, you definitely get the feeling of the remoteness and the penetrating cold and how desolate one would feel if you didn't have all of the support around you.
Despite the modern equipment, the haul was far from easy. The U.S. team was forced to turn back only 40 kilometers into its first attempt in late November, when a deeper and softer-than-expected snow base caused the tractors and sleds to sink. The second outing succeeded with wider tractor treads and sled runners and pontoon-shaped sleds, which caused less drag than the previous flat sleds. Even so, University of Maine graduate student Dan Dixon says a storm with high winds forced them to halt for a time, as snowdrifts built up against the sides of the train three-fourths of the way toward their goal. It was his scariest moment, helping make the sighting of the South Pole station several days later his most memorable one.
As we drove in on the last leg, it was such a great feeling to realize that we had finally reached our destination, you know, despite all our slowing up.
What attracts researchers to the frozen continent is its relatively unspoiled environment. All along their Antarctic route, the scientists drilled hundreds of meters of ice cylinders. Paul Majewski says the ice cores are important because frozen within them is the history of past climate, as recorded in the chemical composition of eons of snowfall.
One of the few places on Earth that you could do this would be Antarctica, because there are ice cores literally anywhere you go. Our primary interest is to look at how the natural climate system operates. We're trying to look for patterns and see whether or not there is any predictability in the climate. We're also looking for human fingerprints in terms of the chemistry of the atmosphere.
With such data and other information collected from atmospheric balloons and satellites, the U.S. scientific effort in Antarctica hopes to learn if the West Antarctic ice sheet is shrinking, how global climate affects Antarctica and vice versa, and the impact humans are having on climate. Although this was its first trip to the South Pole, the U.S. ITAS team traveled about 3,500 kilometers over three previous seasons. Once Mr. Majewski and his colleagues have a chance to analyze the data from this trek, they hope to make a similar trip in about 2 years, starting at the South Pole.
The U.S. has had a long history of traverse activities, but in many ways it's been reborn in the last few years, and we're always trying to make a traverse train that much more efficient.
David McAlary, VOA News.